We're certainly appreciative of your presence today. If you're visiting with us, we are most grateful for your presence. I hope and trust that the services will be encouraging and inspiring to you in every way. We hope for that, and we design our services for that. And sometimes we miss. Maybe today we won't. There are a few stories in the Old Testament that challenge us in our imagination more than the story of the cloud and the pillar of fire. As you may remember, the children of Israel, of course, left Egypt in the middle of the night, seeking to escape bondage and slavery, and headed for the Red Sea. Pharaoh, in the meantime, had other thoughts. He changed his mind once more and decided to take his army, his chariots, his horses, and go after the children of Israel. Soon they found their way was blocked by the Red Sea. Mountains and deserts, on the other hand, and the army of Pharaoh behind them. God, of course, worked miracles for them, and they crossed the Red Sea on dry land. They took their journey then from Succoth and encamped in Etham in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. And so he guided them and led them into the wilderness. The question of guidance, of course, is a critical question for God's people in whatever dispensation you look. Whether it be the patriarchal dispensation or the Mosaic era or the Christian period of time, our time today. We raise interesting questions about the guidance of God. For example, we ask, how can I discover what God wants me to do? Sometimes I'm rather confused as to what God wants me to do. How do I go about discovering His wants, His desires? And then how can I bring God into the reality of my daily life? I need guidance daily. How do I bring God into that experience on a day-to-day basis? And then where is God when I have to make a really difficult decision, one that's really tough? Where do I find God? Where is He? And then we raise the question, does God still guide us today? And of course we answer that question in the affirmative. Emphatically yes. In every period of man's history, God provides guidance. In Psalms 48 and verse 14, the psalmist said, "For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death." And that assurance runs continuously throughout the Bible record, beginning with Genesis and concluding with the book of Revelation. God answered the concern of the Israelites about their safety with the cloud and the pillar of fire. And today we also sing those words, "Guide me, O thou great Jehovah." I'd like to take the time now to read from you, for you from Numbers chapter 9, where verses 15 to 23. It's a rather lengthy reading, but I want to read it in its completion because there are certain lessons that we'd like to draw from that reading as we think about the guidance of God. Numbers chapter 9, verse 15 beginning. Now on the day that the tabernacle was raised up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, the tent of the testimony. From evening until morning it was above the tabernacle like the appearance of fire. Now let your imagination run the entire circuit as we continue to read. So it was always, the cloud covered it by day and the appearance of fire by night. Whenever the cloud was taken up from above the tabernacle, after that the children of Israel would journey. And in the place where the cloud settled, there the children of Israel would pitch their tents. At the command of the Lord, the children of Israel would journey. And at the command of the Lord, they would camp. As long as the cloud stayed above the tabernacle, they remained encamped. Even when the cloud continued long, many days above the tabernacle, the children of Israel kept the charge of the Lord and did not journey. So it was, when the cloud was above the tabernacle a few days, according to the commandment of the Lord, they would remain encamped, and according to the command of the Lord, they would journey. So it was, when the cloud remained only from evening until morning, when the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they would journey, whether by day or by night. Whenever the cloud was taken up, they would journey. Whether it was 2 days, a month, or a year that the cloud remained above the tabernacle, the children of Israel would remain encamped and not journey. But when it was taken up, they would journey. At the command of the Lord, they remained encamped, and at the command of the Lord, they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Lord, of the command of the Lord, by the hand of Moses. Guidance. God promised Moses and Israel he would guide them through the wilderness. And he used the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night to do so. I believe that it is inherent in this story, in these circumstances, four lessons that we may learn about the guidance of God. The first one is that God's guidance is revealed to us one step at a time. No doubt the children of Israel would like to have gone straight into the land of Canaan. And perhaps they would have, had it not been for their sin, for their rebellion, for their stubbornness, for their meanness. But God's guidance is revealed to us one step at a time. This is very clear as described in Numbers chapter 9. As you read with me a moment ago, you discovered that the cloud would lift and they would follow. That they would keep moving, but when it stopped, they would stop. Sometimes it would stop for one night and move on the next morning. The Israelites never knew from moment to moment what it would do next. Isn't it strange indeed that today God's people are anxious and frequently want to know 10 steps in advance before they take the first one? But life does not work that way. It is step by step, day by day. And in response to this concept, Selma Jordan wrote the following words of one of our songs. She wrote, "I walk with the Savior each step of the way. I trust Him to guide me by day and by night. not dreading tomorrow, nor what it may bring. I'm safe in the keeping of Jesus the King. Each step of the way, by night and by day, leads nearer the home eternally fair, where we shall meet loved ones awaiting us there, who walked here with Jesus each step of the way. And so it is, step by step, for God rarely shows us 10 steps at a time. Ordinarily, He leads us 1 step at a time. And so we see that in this experience of guidance by Jehovah for the children of Israel. But secondly, I see also in this story and in this event that God's guidance demands our obedience, whether it makes sense to us or not. Indeed, God's guidance demands our obedience. As the Lord commanded through the guidance of the cloud and pillar, so the Israelites obeyed, at least for the most part. Sometimes they would camp for 2 days, a month, or a year, as the text implies. Sometimes there was no ready answer as to why the cloud moved. And so today, there are times when it seems also that there are no easy answers. They're answers, but they're not easy. And sometimes God keeps us moving when we would rather just stop. Or God has us stopped when we would rather just keep moving. Someone has said that the hardest discipline in the Christian's life is waiting for God to move. And perhaps that's true. The psalmist wrote anyway in Psalm 37 and verse 7, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him." Not easy to do, is it? Difficult. But can you imagine what it was like to wander in the wilderness for 40 years, following a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night? For example, you are in year 23, only 17 more to go. For the last 14 years, it seems like you've been moving in circles in the desert. Finally, the cloud comes to a stop. And you're somewhere south of Kadesh Barnea, about 100 miles from Zoar, 27 miles from Hazeroth, and roughly 3 miles from the end of the world. They call this place the Desert of Zin. It's hot, rocky, barren, dusty, not a sign of life for miles in any direction. But the cloud has finally stopped, so you start to set up camp. You get the tent up, find some rocks to make a temporary sheepfold for the night, and you think to yourself, well, it looks like we're going to be here for a while. There's an oasis just over the hill where you can get some water. And then the next morning, the cloud lifts. That upsets you. So you look up at the sky and you have a conversation with the Lord and you say, "What's going on?" "We just arrived. just fed the sheep, just got the tent put up. What are you doing, Lord? And the Lord says, what I'm doing is moving. And if you're going to follow me, you're going to have to get up and get moving also. And so it is. The guidance of God requires obedience. But as I look at this story, and as I look at this event, I see God's guidance changing its character according to the need of the moment. And those needs are sometimes unidentified by us. But God has His ways of showing His guidance. Whether it be a cloud in the daytime and a pillar of fire at night. God's means of guiding us change from moment to moment. God may choose any number of ways to guide His people. Sometimes He guides His people through the advice of Christian friends, through church leaders, ministers, elders, teachers, mentors. Sometimes He guides His people through personal prayer. Sometimes, and somebody said not too often, by listening to a sermon. Sometimes He guides through the prayers of others. And then sometimes, His guidance comes from a deep conviction that God has spoken to you. Sometimes by deep inner peace, and oftentimes through His written word, He speaks to us, and if we're listening, we will be obedient. Sometimes by His silence, He guides us. And then oftentimes by a combination of all of the above and some others that I have failed to mention. But no matter what form He chooses, it will be 100% in harmony with His written word. And so, His guidance requires obedience, and His guidance may take various forms. But then, in the fourth instance, as I look at this event and this occasion mentioned in Numbers chapter 9, I see that God's guidance is revealed as we stay close to Him. The further away we are from God, the less chance we have of guidance. And man is not within himself to walk alone. The Old Testament tells us that the cloud and the pillar represented the very presence of God as it covered the tabernacle by day and by night. These symbols were not just symbols of some heavenly truth, but they represented the presence of God. The secret, of course, of all of this is knowing God's will, and the secret of knowing God's will is knowing God. And as we get to know God better, He will reveal His will to us. As He promised according to John's account, if any man wishes or if any man chooses to know his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be from him or from God. And if you are ready to follow God, you may be certain that all your questions about guidance will be answered. But you have to be willing to follow God wherever he goes. Remember, God's will is a relationship, not a location. So you see, God's will is not this building. It may be an adjunct to his will. It may be a support of his will. It may be a convenience of his will. But it is not his will. His will is a relationship. He seeks to make us sons of the family, citizens of the kingdom, members of his church. That's God's will. And in the exercise of that will, he purposes to guide us, to give us direction, to point the way, and then proceeds to lead us. You see, it's not a matter of when, where, and how, but whether or not you're willing to stay close to God and follow wherever he leads you. You know, it's amazing to me to discover in too many instances my brethren who question the presence of God, but who are inconsistent with staying near to him. And by staying near to him, we mean participating in worship as we are this morning. Staying near to him, we mean by reading his word. By staying near to him, we mean by offering prayers. And staying near to him, we mean close fellowship with his other children. And so, it is, my friend, that each step I take draws me closer and closer. And with his loving hand, he leads the way, and with each breath, I whisper, I adore thee. Oh, what joy to walk with him each day. At times I feel my faith begin to waver, when up ahead I see a chasm wide. It's then I turn and look up to my Savior. I am strong when he is by my side. I trust in God no matter come what may, for life eternal is in his hand. He holds the key that opens up the way that will lead me to the promised land. And so each step I take, I know that he will guide me to higher ground. He ever leads me on until someday the last step will be taken. Each step I take just leads me closer home. If indeed God's guidance is an active event in your life, you will find it revealed as you stay close to him. You will find it a pertinent experience of daily living as you obey him. And you will find, to your surprise perhaps, that he chooses various ways of guidance. And sometimes your impatience will be magnified because God does it his way. And his way is not always ours. We see our way faster, more pertinent, closer home. We have it now, right now. But remember, it's God's world. You're his child. And you will do what he says. We can help you and serve you in any way spiritually. Let us do that while we stand and sing number 201.